Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Please have your attention, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The FDA is about to get a lot more muscle.
More money and more power.
Sweeping new powers.
The most sweeping overhaul of the nation's food safety laws since the 1930s.
Robert Scott Bell.
If you like the efficiency of the post office, the competence of FEMA, and the compassion of the IRS, we will love the nationalized health care bill.
Robert Scott Bell.
The British Medical Journal accused a researcher, Andrew Wakefield, of outright fraud.
People need to look at the details and not look at the headlines.
This is like Salem, the visceral response that they're trying to whip up in the public to try and crush this dissent.
Enough is enough.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
We have one of the most reputable hospitals in the country, Murray Children's Hospital in Chicago. When a hospital like that is afraid that maybe they're in trouble, that they screwed something up, or that somebody's going to cost them in any way, they will protect themselves by any means that they can drum up. And unfortunately, the Child Protective Services racket has been co-opted. It was originally intended to protect children, but it's been taken over by large, wealthy hospital interests who simply want to use it to protect their bottom line.
That's a Ryder family attorney we interviewed not long ago, Randy Kretschner, talking about the Isaiah Ryder case. I'm already emotional. We just started the show, Super Don. This has been something that, as we cover more and more of these stories, of course, this one with Team Isaiah, hashtag Team Isaiah, of course, Isaiah taken from his mother, Michelle, Lurie Children's Hospital in Chicago. And, you know, it was a shocking interview we did. I don't know, how long ago was that interview, Don, when we talked with him?
With Randy Kretschmar. That was back in December.
December, so just last year, not long ago. And, yeah. and I was shocked by how open he was to our understanding. In other words, I posited some thoughts about what's really going on, and he, in that one little 30-second clip, acknowledged the disaster that is not only Child Protective Services, these hospitals for profit that are bilking the taxpayers by co-opting or let's say kidnapping children and then putting them under state possession, if you will. And at that point, they can bill through the federal agencies and state agencies, Medicare, Medicaid, whatever it is, and more fraud. But the real people who are harmed are these children and the families that they're stolen from. And you have been tireless, Super Don, in the last 48 hours, digging deep on this issue. We've got some major updates that were published at our friend Jerry Doyle's site, Epic Times, as well. Natural News just blasted it out last night. Mike Adams overnight, if you haven't seen that. And we've, of course, got the article linked up and also embedded into today's show notes at robertscottbell.com. So welcome, everybody, my friends. Take a deep breath. We've got a journey. We've got an emotional journey today. We're going to be joined by Michelle Ryder, Isaiah's mother, momentarily. Super Don, do you want to lay the foundation here before we bring Michelle up? Because obviously there's a lot more than we can go through to catch people up, but we can tell them where to go.
Yeah, well, you know, this is a story that we first started covering back in June of last year. As, you know, we learned about it and it was unfolding. And, you know, we've covered it between then and now as things have developed. And, you know, I mean, we've been covering these medical kidnap stories now for quite a while. And, you know, every one of them is a tragedy. But Michelle Ryder, Isaiah's situation, was one of the very first ones that we covered. So I've felt kind of a personal connection to the story and to Isaiah as we've followed what's been happening over the last 9 months, basically.
And it's gotten more. It's gotten more horrific.
Well, yeah, and that's it's hard to approach that subject because I came across this article yesterday morning. Day off. Usually it's,
our data kind of unplugged from these stories, and you just
it is.
Once it opened up, we chatted, and it was overwhelming.
It really affected me in a huge way, and I found myself glued to this chair for about 10 hours yesterday because it enraged me and it struck a chord with me, and it became something that I have taken personally, not just as a parent and trying to put myself in Michelle's shoes, but because I don't even know. I'm afraid to. It's a horrific, shocking thing that we learned and everybody learned yesterday. And if you are not angry and motivated to do something, you're not paying attention.
Yeah, well, exactly. There are reports that Isaiah has made the claim that there's physical sexual abuse under the foster care system there, and even more than that, you expanded to look into this and say that the Illinois Senate is actually investigating the abuse that is going on in the foster care system. So on top of adding insult to injury, on top of losing the child is now in control of the parent. They get it put into situations where the abuse is just at horrific levels. Now, for those of you who want to go back further, we have links in the show notes today at robertscottbell.com to catch you up on this story and more. But right now we want to catch up with what's happening as of today with the mother. God bless you, Michelle Ryder. Thank you for joining us today on the air live. Michelle, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Thank you both for having me. I really appreciate all the help that you guys are providing.
Well, it's the least we can do because, as we know, the mainstream media is want to cover this in the depth that we feel it needs to be covered, so that not only can Isaiah be returned to you and home, but many other children who are stuck in this system can be returned to their families, and that we should not have this happen ever again. I know that this may take some time to get to that point, but we are going to do in earnest what we can each and every day here.
Well, I do appreciate that, and I know that Isaiah does as well, and as well as all the other families and children that are being affected by this, basically an epidemic that many don't realize is even happening. And there's no way to really prepare for something like this until it's just kind of slapped in your face. I mean, there's really no warning or any way that you can possibly, this is like the unimaginable, and then, you know, it keeps getting worse and worse, and just unfathomable that a system that is supposed to protect families and children will work in collusion with children hospitals and actually put kids and children at risk and in harm's way is just unbelievable. And I think that many people don't want to believe that it's actually happening, because I think that if we believe that it's happening or believe that these stories are real, then we are acknowledging that we're not safe and our children aren't safe. And that's a hard, and we may have to do something. And a lot
yes.
of people, I think, just would rather, you know, live their life and, you know, kind of keep walking by or look and say, oh, my gosh, that's horrible. I kind of use an analogy that I feel like the last 9 months, we've kind of been in this glass case in front of a storefront. And, many are walking by and seeing our lives and saying, oh, my gosh, that's horrible. And then they keep walking.
Mm-hmm.
And what they don't realize is that we're screaming for help. But I think that the glass is too thick and they can't hear us. Only the ones that are coming close. Can
yeah.
really hear us.
Well, it's like that, and of course, so that with our friends in what we have to call an autism community as well, with the many, many
uh-huh.
children and families who have been impacted, until you connect with a family and see how viciously difficult it is to survive
uh-huh.
each day dealing with that. And of course, within this realm, we connect those dots. We put those links together. Even in Isaiah's case, Isaiah's not my patient as a homeopath, but from what I viewed, and even the Justina Pelletier case, many of these conditions are contributed to by the very industry that is now colluding with government agencies to kidnap for profit and experiment upon children. And you know, what you said about people not wanting to hear this or see this, because it is another layer of disillusionment about the viewpoint of reality that suddenly it causes you to shudder. And I understand. I mean, we've all here on this show been through many layers of disillusionment about what life is like and how wonderful it can be, yes, but also how brutal it can be on the same level in the same planet, that there are people that do evil things to other people, and we cannot ignore that, nor do we endorse, feed, or condone it, but we have to cover it because the First Amendment, the whole reason for a media is to cover and spotlight these atrocities so that they can be brought, the people that have done this, brought to justice, and that this would not happen again.
Absolutely. Yes, and I do believe that, you know, when you were talking about the autism community and like with my son and these other cases, that these children already have a large burden, the children and the family, the parents, because of the, and you know, the bad health that is no one's fault, but it's already a large burden. And then for this to happen on top of that is just extremely unjust. I mean, it's unbelievable. I mean, 9 months I've been living this, and every day I still question, you know, is this really happening, and why is this happening, and all of the same questions that I think everyone else has. And I commend you guys for standing up and exposing light on this very dark area that's happening in our country.
We appreciate that, but we're not doing it for that, as you know. And extra props to my humble and lovable producer Super Don for grabbing hold of this and reaching out to other broadcasters as well to get this out through Epic Times, through Natural News, and through other sources in the Chicagoland area. We're going to take a break here soon. When we come back, I want to ask you if you know anything about the proposed bill called Isaiah's Law, for lack of a better way of saying it at this point. We have covered other stories like Abraham Cherix in the Virginia area, and eventually they wrote a law called, I believe it was Abraham's Law. We'll check that out, how it changed on a legislative level, on the state level, because of the horrific nature of forced medical kidnapping, if you will, with the state. We'll be back with Michelle Ryder here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Stick around.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert will be right back.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risks of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237. Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure ancient defense for you and your family. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
In the health world to the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, we're continuing our discussion now with Michelle Ryder, the mother of Isaiah. Another case of medical kidnap we've been following since almost the beginning of this saga. He is still in state custody. He claims that he was sexually and physically abused under the foster care system there in Illinois, which is also being investigated by the Senate in Illinois. We've got a lot more to talk to you about, Michelle. Thank you. Are you able to stick with us for a little while longer?
Yes, okay. I am.
All right, thanks. I got so many questions. One of the things I mentioned was Isaiah's Law, and you told me on the break this is happening in Missouri, not in Illinois. Is that correct?
Yes, currently it is happening in Missouri. It was introduced on December the 5th, which was the day that Isaiah was taken back to Chicago against his will. He was in the hospital, and he was taken to another hospital by ambulance. And so it was introduced that same day. It's HG 217, and it is being sponsored by Missouri State Representative Kenneth Wilson. And it can be found on the Missouri.gov website. It talks specifically about parental rights. Parents being should be allowed to make medical decisions, second opinions for their children, should not be deemed as abusers for requesting a second opinion for their children.
Right. That's been a shocker of shockers that when we grew up in our age group, in our generation, we were told second and even third opinions were encouraged by the medical profession. Now you do that about a child, you're subject to lose your child to state custody. And that is a shocking turn of events if there ever was one, and there are many here as well. Now, this coming Tuesday, I believe it be the 13th of January here, there's a trial or a hearing. Tell me what's coming up on Tuesday and if people need to be in attendance if they can in Chicago area.
Yes, absolutely. We would like to have people supporting. It is in Chicago at the Cook County Juvenile Court at 1100 South Hamilton. And basically at this hearing, it is called a dispositional hearing, where it will be decided what is going to happen with Isaiah. And they are going to fight to keep Isaiah in custody of Illinois. We're talking about a resident of Missouri who we didn't live in Illinois. We had no ties to Illinois. We were simply there having a surgery. He was having a surgery. So now he is back on Missouri soil. He's turned 17. He turned 17 in August, so he's actually considered an adult in the state of Missouri. But Illinois is still wanting to keep custody of him and control him and myself and my family. And this just doesn't make sense why an agency over 500 miles away, why it would be in the best interest, just that alone, the distance. In addition to that, all of the things, the crimes, all of the abuse that has happened to my son while in their custody, in the name of protection.
Yeah, and think about this on the taxpayer level of the state of Illinois. If we've got listeners in Illinois, is there a taxpayers union in Illinois? Because you're on the hook, all the taxpayers in Illinois, for the bills that Lurie Children's Hospital is going to bill out, because this child, Isaiah, is in state custody. Now, there's another angle to this that I want to explore. We got a couple of minutes before break here, or less, but we'll have you hold over. The Indian Child Welfare Act of 1978, is it true? I think we mentioned this before. You had told us that Isaiah is also a member of the Choctaw tribe, Native Americans?
Yes. Yes, that is correct. We are both registered tribal members, card-carrying, and it has been recognized in the courts, and ICWA is supposed to be followed. There are a lot of different... It's supposed protection, raises the burden of proof. There's a lot of different regulations or specifics that have clearly not been followed in our situation.
Right. Well, exactly. To follow exactly according to the Indian Child Welfare Act of 1978, and these things have definitely not been followed. And the question is why. We're going to get into that. We've got to take a break here. Michelle, stick with us here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Where are the Native American tribes here? Is this another trail of tears that is going to happen unless the Native American tribes stand up, including the Choctaw tribe? I've got to ask the question, and we'll be back with more of Michelle Ryder on the Robert Scott Bell Show after this.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And yeah, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water from the Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here, and he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy, but everybody doesn't have good energy, so they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And of course, immune enhancement, detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so as simple as putting it right there at your faucet, and you can drink it too. Echo Water. Check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The Power to Hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call
call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
I hope not. Now get your supplies organized and meet me down to the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Have you ever noticed how many sick and miserable people there are? I'm serious. I'm talking about people of all ages who have conditions and diseases which affect their quality of life. Most of them seem to have one thing in common: polypharmacy. That is, dependence on multiple prescription drugs with side effects that actually make them sicker and sicker, not healthy. The good news is that people are waking up to the fact that if you supply your body with all of the nutrients it requires, you will feel better, be healthier, and have a better life. It's important to know that Beyond Tangy Tangerine is the most amazing, great-tasting, comprehensive nutritional supplement. Besides supplying all the vitamins our bodies need, it also supplies the necessary minerals that are required for the vitamins to kick in. Look, folks, I'm hooked on it, and I think if you try it, you'll become hooked. This stuff really works. That's why I'm urging you to make it part of your daily health regimen. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com to secure your canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine today. Sign up for auto ship and save on shipping costs. That's Beyond Tangy Tangerine at InfoWarsTeam.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial,
just like the one you're listening to right now,
no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Boy, it's hard to make sense out of the medical kidnapping propaganda, isn't it? We are going to continue now. Hold over Michelle Ryder, the mother of Isaiah, Team Isaiah. You can check it out. All the links are in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. If you'd like to call in, chime in, ask a question, 866-939-2355, 866-939-2355, or submit a question at robertscottbell.com or through the social networks. Follow me on Twitter, at RS Bell Media. Michelle, the Native American tribe, the Indian Child Welfare Act, it would seem to me, as an outsider, as a media pundit, if you will, that they would be all over this because of the whole history of the American government, you know, basically not speaking truthfully. The whole concept of the adage, white man speak with forked tongue here. And it sounds to me like the Choctaw tribe, at least at this moment, again, it could change, they seem to be siding for some strange reason. I can't figure out, I can speculate, I don't know for sure, siding with the medical authorities, Lurie Children's Hospital, and the State Child Protective Services in Illinois over the welfare of this child, also registered as a Native American of the Choctaw tribe. What do you know?
Yes, Robert, to our surprise, up until this point, we have received very little support from our tribe. We have reached out to them many times, myself, my family, including family members driving 6.5 hours away to meet with them. We, to this day, are getting little support. You know, they did say that they have an interest. They said that with the court initially. However, they have not physically been to not one hearing in Chicago, and we've had many, countless. I don't even know how many at this point, but many, many hearings since April of 2014. And we're not seeing the support. You know, they've made comments that, well, they're relying on the judge to do the right thing. Well, unfortunately, the judge is not doing the right thing. And that is what we are trying to help them to see and hope that they will step up and do the right thing for the Indian child and you know, our family. They are supposed to be trying to preserve the Indian family. That is what's supposed to be happening. And Isaiah's rights and my rights and my family's rights are just being plowed, just trampled on left and right.
No, I hesitate to ask this, but I must. We know that the tribes also somehow get money from the federal government in forms of reparations or other programs. Do you have any sense or indication that there be a monetary issue, a payoff issue here involved with some? Because I'd like the elders or somebody of the tribe to speak up and say that no amount of money that you get from the U.S. government is worth the sacrifice of one of your people to the medical establishment here.
Absolutely. I do know that Title 5E, that there is mention of. It does talk about tribal when you're talking about foster care. It was very confusing to my family and I and really everyone why in August our home state of Missouri, who was contacted initially when this happened back in April, they were contacted by Lurie's Hospital or DCFS in Illinois. And Missouri said, we have nothing on this family. So for 16 years, they have nothing on me. And they said, we can't get involved at this time. They followed up that statement in August with a thorough home study, including background check, I mean, fingerprints, interviews, coming out to my home. And they reported back to Illinois and said, we feel that this child should be returned back to his mother, should be returned home. We don't see any problem with anything that has been done. Why is it then that Illinois sent him back with family so he continued to remain in foster care because they can still bill and get federal funding?
Well, again, money
in a different state.
Yeah, I know. I know. You know, but free money corrupts. And of course, you know, I'm not saying that there weren't horrific atrocities that the American government did to the Native Americans, but the point is, at this point, generations removed, there is supposed to be still that connection, but maybe it's being lost in that their people are selling out their own people. I'm not saying I know for sure this is happening, but it's happened around the world. We see in Africa, for instance, the money being given to certain tribal leaders or government leaders in Africa, and they sell out their own people to become pharmaceutical experiments. So it's not above and beyond the pharmaceutical industrial complex to do this. In fact, we've seen this systemic or endemic kind of behavior occurring across the states of this nation in America. And Isaiah is paying the price here. Michelle, you're paying the price here, and many other families are paying the price on so many levels. How much more are you willing to take? How much more are we willing to take? And in terms of the legal options you have, again, I really liked Randy when we interviewed him. And I'm just thinking, you know, if you're going to go through the legal channels, you find ways to pierce the veil of immunity. by going after these people in personal capacity because they're operating under color of law to steal your child. And going after the individual hospital administrators that are participating in it. Piercing the veil, because right now the government has an unlimited ability to steal from the taxpayers in defense of their possession of your child and many other children. Again, I'm just throwing out these ideas for those to consider. Maybe you want to help. Maybe Randy's listening. I don't know. But you sue the government. They have unlimited funds to come back at you. The question is, can you go after people in personal capacity here? I'm asking the question.
As far as am I able to go after them? Is that?
No. I know you can't make a legal response to that. I just had to put it out there to the listening audience as well as any attorneys. But a lot of times attorneys are reluctant to do that because it can be an effective and efficient means to change the behavior. Because once your behavior is now not in the land of no consequence, once there are consequences, you have to treat these evil people like the little children and brats that they are. To make them accountable, to let them know that they are going to lose their house, their car, their ability to send their kids to school. Then suddenly they're like, whoa, I thought I could just do, because, you know, psychological experiments have been conducted for decades that show when people are removed from the consequences of their action, they're willing to perpetrate great evil. That's why there was a nation that was founded to protect liberty, not to trample upon it, as we're seeing here with the children like Isaiah.
One thing that the tribe had stated was that they were wanting the judge to do the right thing. Well, I can tell you what we've seen. You know, we think of the justice system as being, you know, fair and impartial, and that is not what we've seen. As far as, you know, Isaiah's rights, just Isaiah's rights alone, you know, he had requested to be a part of the hearings. He's 17 years old. He's not seven. Mm-hmm. He's been denied that right. He had requested for new counsel. He's guardian ad litem are typically for mentally incompetent or younger children, neither of which my son is. He's very articulate. He can voice himself. He's made videos, you know, pleading for help on social media. And he was not given that. In fact, he was confronted by his guardian ad litem. He has asked to testify. He wanted new counsel. So there was outside counsel, a large firm with Life and Liberty, the attorney that represented the Terry Schiavo case years ago.
Right.
And they stepped in and were going to represent Isaiah. The judge denied that. Why is all of this happening? Why is it being allowed? This is not right. You know, who denies someone their right to their own counsel unless they don't want people to see what's happening? Evidence is being, you know, that's being submitted is not being accepted. I mean, this is wrong.
Michelle, yes. Parents, this is a warning to all parents. As I said, I know you, a lot of people don't want to hear it or look at it, but if you subject your children to the jurisdiction of the state and federal government at this point, you can assume that if they don't like what you're doing, or if it's not profitable to them or those that benefit from that, let's say, economic interplay, that these children can and will be taken from you. And I don't like saying it, but we've covered enough of these cases. Parents, wake up. Stop asking for permission where none is required. Stop getting married by permission of the state. This is where the state gains entrance into your marriage and the fruits of your marriage, the children. By virtue of what? Birth certificates, numbers that they stamp them with. This is very real. I talked about this with other attorneys. I brought it up on Ohio, and they understand jurisdiction is everything. And if you've entered into these contracts of adhesion, even in ignorance, unbeknownst to you, they will use that against you. Have you ever heard that? Everything they can use will be used against you, and this is what's happening here. Michelle, next phases. We've got links to support you. I know there's a GoFundMe campaign to help out. We're putting it out to all of the listening audience. If you can contribute, if you can go down on Tuesday to be part of the hearing, if you can reach out to the Choctaw tribe, if you can reach out to any of the senators, representatives, this has got to stop. When will it? It's not going to happen on its own. Yes, I believe in prayer. But you don't just pray and do nothing. And, Michelle, I know you know that. You're desperately trying to get your son back. and we want to see that happen, and we want to see all the other children return to their families as well.
Yes, we just want our lives back. You know, we want to be able to heal and move on from this, and we're not able to do that as long as the state of Illinois is still, you know, is terrified. He's living in fear every day that they're going to take him back, just like they did a few weeks ago. They've shown us that they will do that. They don't care about the law. They don't uphold the law, and they've shown us that as well. And, you know, on Tuesday, we will be fighting to free Isaiah from the state of Illinois that he never, ever should have been a part of.
Yeah. Well, we'll be.
It's unfortunate, you know, the Michelle, things that have happened.
We will be covering it. We will hear from you. Super Don is in touch with you, of course. And God bless you. Our prayers go with you as well. Is this the America you want? My listeners, my Robert Scott Bell Show listeners, is this what are we going to do about it? All right? Step up. Michelle, God bless you. Thank you for being here. We're going to stay in touch, obviously. We're going to be right back with more powerful healing. We've got a lot of stories we haven't gotten to that add to this and hopefully bring some healing as well. We'll be right back.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird!
It's a plane!
It's
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day!
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works. And works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
You know, CBD has been making headlines. It's changing minds as well. And the good news is hemp CBD is legal in all 50 states. CBD or cannabidiol is a natural part of the hemp plant that's making those headlines in 2014 here. Hemp is already considered a superfood by millions worldwide, including me, RSB. And it's enjoyed as a complete vegetarian protein and an ideal source of healthy omega fatty acids. Hemp Meds PX is the world's trusted CBD-rich hemp oil source. Hemp Meds PX sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. That's why they offer CBD-rich hemp oils in a variety of ways, from natural hair care and skin care to whole plant supplements and lifestyle products. Quality begins with non-GMO industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds PX are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from healthy hemp. There are so many different ways to enjoy CBD-rich hemp oil from Hemp Meds PX. The only question we have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Love and marriage, go together like a horse and carriage.
How about this? Four weddings and a funeral.
That's kind of like five of the same thing, isn't it?
Other.
Oh, yes, the marriage thing. We have to switch gears. We have to. You know, what is it? I'm all about personal freedom, individual liberty. You know that. That's what we are all about here. And research, too. We cover a lot of scientific stories. And this one is interesting, out of the Yakima Herald, if you say it, or is it Yakima? Yakima Herald.
Yeah, I guess it. Tomato.
Yakima. Research shows that middle age is slightly less terrible when you're married. What is this story? They actually did research on this. Over the course of your lifetime, happiness generally follows a U-shaped curve, according to this. Happiness is high when you're young, dips in middle age, rises again going into your golden years. And they say it makes intuitive sense. Middle age misery?
The headline, if you look at how they word this, research shows middle age is slightly less terrible when you're married. Doesn't that imply the fact that middle age is terrible and being married makes it a little less terrible? I don't like that to begin with.
My wife says that she at 50, she's really thrilled because she starts to get senior discounts already. I'm like, what? Really?
Yeah.
Discounts.
You get the 50-cent coffee at McDonald's now.
Like we want that. Thanks. now the misery comes back. Yes, right? It's all terrible in middle age until you get that discount on McDonald's and coffee. Not.
Yay.
Oh, my gosh. I tell you, I do want to switch gears. I want to acknowledge Michelle was so well-spoken. I don't know if I could be that well-spoken if can you imagine losing your child this way, the way she's dealing with Isaiah? But again, she's had a lot of time to consider all of this, and she has to maintain some level of strength and communicability, and just extraordinary. You want to talk about what's terrible? That, to me, would be terrible.
Yeah. Well, it's gone beyond terrible. And, yeah. You know, I mean, listen, we've covered so many. I've personally, you know, had conversations with a few of the people that we've covered these medical kidnap stories of. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I mean, we're trying to do everything we can for all of them. When I saw this thing with Isaiah yesterday, I snapped.
Yeah. Yeah.
I literally snapped. And
I mean, you're a dad, too. You have a number of kids. Of course, they're grown now, but you just imagine that. Anybody that you can feel for Michelle and all of these children and families that are being impacted by these medical kidnap stories. And here's, you know, and we're not disparaging every foster family, every foster mom and dad. Please don't get us wrong. That's not what we're saying. The system itself may be corrupt and hide the corruption and hide the abuse. There are good people within it. I know that. I know that. In fact, here's a quick story. A foster mom says she's willing to lose infant over a flu shot mandate. In other words, she's a foster mom, foster family, takes in these kids, and this is out of Washington State, and they're saying that if everybody in that family does not get a flu shot, the state's going to take away that infant. And she's saying, well, no, we're not getting the flu shot. And if you think about this, again, the medical police state in charge of the foster care system, in charge of child protective services, in charge of the judiciary, which always falls into line with the pharmaceutical industrial complex. Do they not? Show me examples where they didn't. And I'm happy to pray. It's probably there are some. But listen to what's happening here. Every time the CDC says, get a shot, the judges fall in line. Child Protective Services fall in line. If they say you need chemotherapy, even if that chemotherapy could kill you just as likely as the cancer you may or may not even have, the courts and Child Protective Services fall in line with what? The medical deities. Do you find a problem with that? Come on, I'm talking to you, religious people out there, whoever you claim to be. Whether it be Judaism, Christianity, Islam, another religion, think about this. Self-determination. The First Amendment. Your government has allied itself with a church, the Church of Pharmaceutical Mysticism, and they are attacking you, the family, the integrity of the family, attacking and stealing your children and subjecting them to horrors. And this one foster mom, props to her for standing up for this little infant, saying, no, we don't want to get the flu shot. Question is, will the Child Protective Services there in Washington State get wind that the doctors are wrong? They're lying. They're dangerous. Doctors are more dangerous than flu. And, well, I'll leave it at that. The power to heal is still yours, by the way. We'll be back with more stories after the break.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you can consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 400-foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.